Studio 360. No matter how passionate they are or how much talent they may have, it is rare for artists to be able to make a living doing the things they love. So that guy steam cleaning your carpets could also be writing a novel about, I don't know, centipedes. Or the woman who gave you an eye exam yesterday might also be an accomplished cabaret singer. You really never know. So to take a peek at the double lives that a lot of artists are obliged to lead, we have started a new series called Day Jobs.
My name is Courtney McGinnis. I'm a stand-up comedian, and my day job is designing women's underwear. I've always been the weird artsy kid forever. I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and I was like, I'm going to move to New York City. And so that was like always my main goal, is to get to New York, because I felt like if I lived here, kind of, I mean, you know, it's why everyone moves here. Anything's possible. I studied at the Fashion Institute of Technology, and then I started working for Oscar de la Renta Lingerie, and then I was at Victoria's Secret, and now I am working at a lingerie and sleepwear brand, which shall not be mentioned, so I don't get in trouble. We're in the old Tiffany's building, so it's very chic, very glamorous. Big windows, big working tables, and a lot of fake flowers. So we have string thong, string bikini, boy brief, boy short. We have color names: preppy pink, balmy teal, toboggan brown, loca verde, walnut tree. You really feel sexy in a walnut undie. Target age range is like 18 to 24, so it's like a young women's brand. Very girly, very sweet. She's a little more innocent for lingerie. She's a good girl. Maybe not the girls who design it, but but definitely our customer.
We don't put a bow on it if we can't afford a bow.
Can't afford.
Which happens sometimes.
But like, and honestly, like our price point is so low that it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So just get the bow. Take the bow off. Get it out of here. When my colleagues find out I do stand-up, they want to know, like, do you do it on the weekends? Or, and when I feel like when I say I do it every single day, people are usually like, what is wrong with you? I am tired 100% of the time. The conversations and relationships I have here are like more intimate and more sensitive. And then I go over it and I'm just in an open mic with a bunch of boys. My real personality comes out, like anybody's does, right? When you leave work, you're finally like, I can be me. So we are sitting in Eastville Comedy Club in Manhattan. This is the place where I did my first open mic 4 years and 1 month ago.
All right, this next person comes to the stage.
The open mics are notoriously tough here, so you probably hear a lot of silence after my punchlines.
Put your hands in, Miss Courtney McGinnis!
Amazing. How is everybody? Great. That's lovely. That's the kind of energy you want. Thank you. I think, actually, it is pretty similar the way I write jokes and come up with ideas for underwear. I smell a new bit. I don't know. It's very strange. But, I mean, they are kind of the same ideas. And, like, as you go through the season designing something, it evolves and changes the same way. When you start telling a joke in 6 months, if you're still telling that joke, it's not going to be the same, whether you consciously do it or not.
Really, we moved in together. That was good. It was really uncomfortable when he found out I didn't actually sleepwalk. I was just going through his stuff.
I love weirdos. I love weird. I love Maria Bamford.
Is there around to go swing dancing? Are people still doing that?
The war is over. There's plenty of pantyhose for everyone.
Yeah, I like silly. I love an act out. You have to be willing to humiliate yourself in order to better yourself. Yeah, I mean, you just have to keep pushing. You just got to keep going. You have to really want to do it because it sucks most of the time.
I've been reading a lot about ghosts lately. I read this one thing that it was like, ghosts are like very like sad and lonely and they're just craving attention. And I immediately was like, have I been dead this whole time?
I feel like my life is in two parts, like before I started doing stand-up and once I started doing stand-up. It's the first time I've been like honestly confident in myself as a person and not just whatever my looks or the way I dress or something superficial. It makes me love myself, and the fact that I push myself to do something like that that's so vulnerable, it's pretty crazy.
That's the underwear designer and comedian, Courtney McGinnis. So what's the thing you do to pay your bills while you work on your masterpiece? Maybe you're a flight attendant writing a musical about the Meech Lake Accord. Whatever, tell us about it in an email or a voice memo, which you can send to studio360@wnyc.org.